Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 86 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, and her life. Oh boy, today we're going to be talking about her business, too, and how women rock it. I want you to make sure that before we get into this episode, it's made possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode and rate and review this wonderful episode, because gosh, this is going to be a good one, for real. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about Her.
Women rock business? What? Yeah, it's true. It's actually the title of a book, brand new book. It's called Women Rocking Business by Sage Levine. That's a gorgeous name, by the way. She is the CEO of Women Rocking Business, which reaches nearly 100,000 conscious women entrepreneurs around the globe. She teaches women entrepreneurs to fill their practice and create sustainable wealth through creating a business that they love. Oh boy, she's shared the stage with Neil Donald Walsh, Jack Canfield, Janet Atwood. Oh my gosh, and now us. It's all about us. She believes in purposeful entrepreneurship as a way to create world change. Women Rocking Business has raised over $500,000 for women around the globe, women in the rainforest and in Indonesia, supporting them to build businesses that serve their communities and protect our ecosystems. Rock on, Sage. Welcome to the Her Podcast.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Dr. Pam. You've got such a beautiful show.
Hey. Well, so, all right. What do you mean when you say you should heal the places you've been hurt by money so that you can make more of it? What the heck is that about?
I love that question. So, Dr. Pam, what I teach my clients is that our lives have really been like a PhD program preparing us to bring a particular gift to the world, you know, preparing us for the next chapter of the contribution that we want to give. Whether that's through your career or whether that's, you know, to your children, we're all on a PhD program, right? Like, let's face it, life is not always easy. Now, for those of you that are either starting businesses or you aspire to start a business, or maybe you already have a business and you're open and interested to taking it to the next level and reaching more people, what I've noticed is that the places where we were particularly beaten down by money, right? Like, money is a direct link to our lizard brain, fight or flight, survival, right? Particularly those places where we were hurt by money, it's so important to go in there and see what was the learning, what was the little mini, you know, lesson within my PhD program that I, you know, that I got out of that experience. You know, maybe you went broke. I know I moved to Santa Cruz, California 7 years ago. I was $35,000 in debt, you know, didn't have a roof over my head. And I started my business from that place, right? So I've had to really alchemize that painful experience into the knowingness that no matter what life throws at me, I land on my feet. You know, it was from that much debt that I built up my million-dollar company. And I know many of you have had times when money has beaten you down. And as you can harvest the learnings from that experience, you're going to open yourself up to more and more ways to actually receive money. We have a saying in my company that says, if you're not earning, you're learning, right? So,
you are learning like there's no tomorrow, because it's a little bit wild out there. I want women to understand some statistics that are important as they're listening to you, because a lot of women are like, oh my gosh, I'm so timid and maybe terrified about going out there and doing the business thing, but I know deep inside I really want to do that. So women are stepping into the entrepreneurship roll significantly faster than men. Yeah, man, wipe the shock off your feminine face. In fact, studies have found that women are launching 1,200 businesses a day, 1.5 times faster than men. And what's more, women-owned businesses generate 1.4 trillion in sales annually and employ 7.9 million Americans. I'm exhausted just listening to those statistics. Those are real eye-openers, aren't they, Sage?
They're real eye-openers, and it's part of the reason why I wrote the book, Pam. I'm so glad that you brought that into the conversation, you know, because women are so ready. We're like this untapped potential on the planet. Well, I mean, we're getting tapped more and more, right? But even though we're starting businesses 1.5 times faster than men in the last 15 years, there's also research out there that says that our businesses are not as successful as men's businesses. And what I do know as well is that women are still earning 80 cents on the dollar globally compared to men. And entrepreneurship is one of the best ways I know to help close that pay gap. And so, you know, we're really here talking to every single one of you that's a women entrepreneur who has a dream or who wants to take your business to the next level. To let you know that you can do that by doing business like a woman. And one of the reasons why I see my clients really struggle is that they oftentimes plug into traditional business trainings and traditional business tactics, and sometimes they're left with a bad taste in their mouth. Sometimes they just feel like they have to go out there and be salesy, and they're not willing to do that. And I'm here, and I know, Pam, you probably agree with this, that women can start businesses that are in alignment with women's values. So we can do business from a place of generosity rather than pushing and struggling and urgency. We can do business from a place of empowerment rather than power over, right? We can do business from a place of cooperation and collaboration rather than competition. And, you know, we've been made wrong for these qualities of people pleasing and conflict avoiding. But it's the very essence of these same qualities that make us nurturing and make us authentic and generous and emotion, you know, in touch with our emotions. It's those same qualities that when leveraged, you know, when harnessed, these qualities are actually what are making us excel in business right now.
I love it. And, you know, there's something, you know, that you said here. You know, I've looked at a lot of the research that's been done on kind of how women and men differ in many respects with regard to how they do their thing in the business environment, prizing collaboration over competition. That was something you just sort of touched on for a moment. And, you know, it's interesting. Women kind of do that oxytocin thing. You know, we do that bonding thing. I believe that really helps us to support that collaborative strategy versus competition. Do you see that yourself, or how do you incorporate that into your teachings for women?
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually was one of the women as a young woman who got picked on a little bit by other women. You know, I used to get knocked down a few notches when I would try to be sort of too loud or too confident. And I know some women can really relate to this phenomenon where, you know, women really can be a little bit backstabbing and a little bit, right? Like we turn into the icy cold personalities that we are capable of. And what I've done in my communities, we do live events for women entrepreneurs about 3 times a year, 4 times a year here on the California coast. And we'll have hundreds of women fly in from all over the world. And one of the sort of ground rules is that we're here to succeed together. You know, women go so much further when we feel like we have each other's backs and we have each other's sides. And when we're invited into a place where, you know, everybody belongs and everybody's really encouraging each other's greatness rather than knocking each other down a few notches, right? It can almost be more incessant in women, the competition that happens. You know, with men are outrightly competitive, right? With women, it's a little bit more, it's a little bit more silent what goes on. And when women are invited into a truly collaborative space of creating businesses, we can go so much further together. I mean, connection really equals currency. You know, connection equals currency. It's the connection that gives us a leg up. You know, I just actually signed, last year to publish my book with Hay House. And it was through a couple of colleagues, Greg Braden and Marcy Shymoff. It was through a couple of really well-known colleagues that I was able to get positioned in front of Hay House. It wasn't really because of how many women I had reached or how much money I had made. It was through collaborating with people in my network. And I encourage every woman listening who's considering starting a business to start collaborating sooner rather than later, because it takes so much of the pain and struggle out of building a business when you know you're not doing it alone and you seriously have leaders who have your back.
I love it. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that also resonated with me, Sage, is that I'm an entrepreneur, and I come from a long line of them. I honestly believe that it's kind of in your blood. There are certain people, and it's just sort of like saying someone has brown eyes, someone has blue eyes. I mean, it just makes you different, right? But I think that there's a fearlessness of entrepreneurship. Because the buck ends with you, and it also starts with you. And so at the end of the day, you know, you get to reap the rewards of the excitement and the joy at the same time. You got to be there to slug it out when things get funky, you know, on the overall. And I see with your work that you're really addressing a lot of this, because when you look at this issue of women rocking business, You're looking at you noted valuing generosity, empowering others rather than gaining power over them, and I guess really kind of almost approaching the whole issue of business with more compassion. Would you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I find that because, like I was saying at the beginning of the interview, because money taps us straight into our fear, our fight or flight, our deepest fears, right? Like at the core of what most of us are terrified of, we're terrified of running out of money and ending up homeless and getting sick and not having anybody to take care of us. And of course, you know, when we become self-generative, when we take full responsibility for making our own money in our lives, obviously, as we go about the journey of creating our own financial well-being, we're going to get triggered into those deep, dark fears. Now, when we know what those are and when we look them straight on, like you're speaking to, Dr. Pam, we can invoke a fearlessness within us, because the more we actually look at that fear for what it is, and we let ourselves have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C, right? I always tell my clients, if you only have a couple of plans, you're in a dilemma, you know? So what I know every entrepreneur needs is every entrepreneur needs choices, and every entrepreneur needs several plans that they can trust will get them where they're going. There's really a couple things that we need as entrepreneurs. We need a plan. We need to be able to learn from entrepreneurs who have already done what we want to do, or we will be reinventing the wheel. We also need accountability. We need a community. Like you're saying, Dr. Pam, we can go so much further when we go together. I've actually identified four financial leadership types, because when we can identify where the gap is in the way that we lead our lives, specifically in the realm of money, the kinds of decisions we make around money, and how we go about offering our services to other people, right? For those of us that are business owners, let's just look at what we're doing for a minute. For many of us, we're not just peddling like a random product that, you know, we found on the shelf. We're actually taking the thing that's near and dear to our heart, and we're putting it out into the world, and we're telling people, you know, to pay us money for it, right? Like, of course, that's a vulnerable journey. And so as I've worked with clients over the last 5 years building my company, what I've seen is that there's four primary ways we respond and react with money in regards to money conversations and in regards to selling our services. And when you know those four types, and when you know which type you might be weakest in, you can really easily close those gaps so that you're walking around really harnessing the full power of your leadership, especially when it comes to promoting yourself and talking about money. And you can get that quiz for free on my website. It's at womenrockingbusiness.com. It's at womenrockingbusiness.com. And that'll link you up to, you know, several chapters of the book or on the website. And a bunch of resources taken directly from the book are there as well.
Now, is the book launching? When does the book actually launch?
The book comes out in September. So it'll come out September 26th. But there will be a bunch of training that we drip out all summer long, kind of getting people excited about the launch date. So definitely join the tribe and follow along. We've got some great resources to help you both launch your business, get clear on your message, and like I said, really identify where your skill set lies around money and selling. And it'll just help you close the gap. Because if you're learning to sell yourself for the first time, there's a bit of a learning curve, and I'm just committed to every single one of you finding a way to do this that feels authentic and natural to you. So you don't feel like you have to go out there and like be someone you're not. You know, Dr. Pam, this is what I like from the moment I got on the phone with you, I was giggling because you're just totally who you're just totally real. Like you're just totally who you are, like wacky and zany. And like, it's just what you see is what you get, you know?
Exactly. And that's something I'm actually quite proud of because, no, really, seriously, I always love to encourage women to stop being people pleasers and you address this leveraging, you know, people pleasing tendencies is something that, you know, you see as something that has to happen before you really get out there and you could be thoroughly authentic. Clearly, we want to be able to be collaborative, work together, be good partners and team members. But, you know, I think women, as opposed to men, tend to give way too much of themselves to their detriment. And so pulling back and just being more authentic and saying, you know, I'm entitled to taking good care of myself. At the same time, you know, I also want to be able to attend to your needs too. So let's just do it in a balanced fashion. Is that kind of what you were talking about with leveraging people-pleasing tendencies?
Yeah, totally. It's so true, right? Because we are fundamentally nurturing and we're fundamentally generous in our own way, right? The nurturing quality might look different on you than it does on me, but women are wired for that. You know, we're hormonally wired to raise children and birth children, right? So when we use those qualities to actually help us build our business and we let people know, you know, there's more where that came from, it's such a downstream model. One of the things I talk about when I teach women how to sell themselves is, are you marketing upstream or are you marketing your downstream, right? Because if we're marketing upstream, we're having to convince people why they might need us. If we're marketing downstream, we're specifically talking to the problems. We're specifically talking to the issues, to the pains that people most need solved in their lives. And we bring our love, our generosity, our nurturing to those pains, and people naturally see that they may want to take a next step with us, whether it's through using our products or, you know, partaking in our services. You know, one of the models that I teach is I teach women to design events, you know, specifically live events, but they can also design a live event that they can take online and do webinars or do a podcast like you're doing, Dr. Pam. But one of the reasons I see that women thrive and women's businesses grow quickly when they put together talks that they can bring into the world or put together an event that they can bring to their potential customers is that we just are happier when we can show up and be generous and give of ourselves and share our wisdom and just let people know, like, hey, there's more where that came from. If you're ready to take another step with me, no problem. Here's how you take that next step. Rather than chasing clients, you know, no woman wants to have to chase clients, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. So one of the things, you know, again, being an entrepreneur myself, I'm really all about stoking the entrepreneurial desire that may be, you know, kind of festering in women right now, and they don't know what to do with it. And now we have something we can actually do. So I want women to go out there and run on over to womenrockingbusiness.com is the website. You'll learn about the book that will be launched in another, you know, in September, September 26th to be exact. At the same time, you'll also get a chance to be able to understand a little bit more about where Sage Levine really comes from as the CEO of Women Rocking Business. Someone who has street creds. She is a very successful entrepreneur herself and is really sharing her gifts with so many other people out there who really need to get that encouragement and know that there's a resource to be able to help them. You know, I talk to so many women who have really great ideas, and I know that happens to you all the time, Sage, and they don't know really where to start. Like, you know, how do you begin to put it all together in a way that makes sense? What I loved about your work, Sage, is that you have kind of aggregated a lot of this knowledge and wisdom and wit on your website and with your upcoming book, which I think is really going to be extremely helpful to women out there who are considering this. And, you know, looking at the statistics, yeah, girlfriends, there are a whole lot of you out there who want to be entrepreneurs, and you're going to start successful businesses if you're smart and strategic about it and, you know, roll up those lovely sleeves and get the work done. So, you know, Sage, what you've written about here and what you talk about is, I just think, is priceless information. And it's great coming from a woman, too, because I really feel that there is a very significant difference in how we tend to approach business. And I like your twist on all of that and also incentivizing women getting up and rocking and rolling with their own business. Makes sense?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's so true, you know, and each and every one of you has been through something or you've learned something in your life that's going to make you uniquely prepared to rock your business moving forward, even if you haven't started yet. I have a quick story about my client, Susan Pierce Thompson. She came to us a few years ago. You know, she had been on a painful journey with food. She was actually diagnosed with binge eating disorder when she was 23 years old. Her weight would swing between a size 4 to a size 24. And, you know, she went on what I would call, like, I like to call it like a hero's journey with food. And she really discovered like her own secret to losing weight. And, you know, we got her beta testing her first weight loss program. And now she's reaching almost 500,000 people around the globe. She's built a multi-million-dollar company. And, you know, your challenge, like whatever you've been through in life, it might not translate as directly as Susan's, but it's oftentimes like the very thing that we might be resisting or the very thing that has forced us to become really resourceful in our lives is oftentimes a part of taking us to that next level where, you know, we launch a business that has a product or a service that like genuinely helps people on the planet. I mean, the truth is that business as usual is in many ways fueling some exploitation on our planet. You know, some of the business and some of the ways that we've been doing it, it's about power and money and materialism, and it's causing suffering for, you know, millions of people. And meanwhile, women are starting businesses 1.5 times faster than men. Why not get your gift out into the world in a way that's going to help be a solution to the world's problems? One of the things that we teach our clients to do is to build a business that gives back. You know, Tom's Shoes is a great example of this. Every time you buy a pair of shoes, a kid in a third world country gets a pair of shoes. You know, Tom's Shoes inspired my company so much that last year, we implemented a policy where every time a woman joins one of our year-long training programs, we fund a microloan for a woman to start her business in a developing country. And, you know, that's one of the ways that we've raised over $500,000 for women business owners around the planet. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm really motivated by my own freedom. You know, I tend to not want to work more than 12 days a month. I really like taking Fridays off. I like taking a week off every month. My clients call it the freedom schedule, and they all start to implement it themselves. And that all motivates me. Don't get me wrong. I love the lifestyle of an entrepreneur. But when things get really hard and there's days that I just have to get down in front of the computer for a few hours and bang out some work and I'd rather be surfing, I'll tell you what, when I think about how blessed I am, when I think about the women around the world that we've been able to help that don't have any of the comforts and the luxuries that I have, you know, it's those women that I've met from Liberia, from Ecuador, from the middle of the rainforest, you know, fighting for their jungle home. I got to spend some time in Ecuador last year with my friend Lynn Twist, and, you know, we got to see that oil companies are literally trying to come in straight into the most biodiverse rainforest on the planet. And one of the groups that we've supported is a group of women in the jungle. And when I think about those women and how my business could potentially help them as well, you know, I tap into that fearlessness that you're talking about, Dr. Pam. I tap into that unstoppable.
I love it.
I know each of you has that inside of you.
Yep. And that, with that lovely thought, oh my gosh, it's so hard to end this episode because we could talk forever about this because it's just so exciting and it's so empowering. So thank you so much. Sage Levine is the author of Women Rocking Business, which launches September 26th, and run on over to her website now to learn more, womenrockingbusiness.com. Oh boy, remember to catch every episode of her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at radiomd.com. And please just take a moment and rate and review us because we read it. We love it. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.